and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show. Great American Golf is on the air. Great American Golf, Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. Yeah, I said it twice because I want to make sure you know. Tell everybody that you know and all of you listeners that have been with me for 25 years. Thanks for coming over to the streaming platforms and especially right here on Golf News Net, where this show and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show goes first. From there, these radio podcast shows get sent over to all the big streaming platforms that you use for your music and your listening and podcast and what have you. Same thing with television. You go to Golf News Net under the TV tab. You can see the TV show. New ones are coming. I have 7 new episodes being put together right now. They will one by one by one be loaded to Golf News Net. And then from there, they'll go over to all the big video platforms that you like to see your videos. Well, the PGA show, merchandise show a few weeks ago was a big success. And I'm saying that because I was there and shot 31 videos there in the booth with different exhibitors and their products. Products like the single EV from Mate Mobility. This golf car, this single rider golf car, is one of the most beautiful machines I've ever seen, guys. It is built with car parts. It is like a car. The windshield, the power steering, the other parts of this single EV golf car is amazing from Mate Mobility. And you're going to hear me talking a lot about this single rider electric vehicle in the very near future as I continue to work with Mate Mobility. They're out of South Korea. They have a big holiday in South Korea next week, all week long. And we wish everybody a wonderful holiday there in Korea. Like I said, you'll be hearing more from me. The Adamax golf shafts, absolutely stunning, built for recreational golfers all the way up to tour players. Don't forget Free Baller. These are all videos that I did, and you can go to my LinkedIn at Ray Adams, or you can go to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Match Play TV. One word. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Match Play TV. The Indoor Eagle. This is a simulator on your Apple iPhone, watch, or tablet for a few $100s that has graphics like I've never seen before. Unbelievable what's coming from Indoor Eagle. And of course, Ashworth Golf Apparel at Ashworth. Golfapparel.com. You can go to Ashworth, find out more. Andy Bell, the CEO, and I and John Ashworth had a great one. The water weasel going into the pond to bring out a golf ball is one thing. Going in with a water weasel where you bring out 4 to 6 of them at a time is quite another thing. I love the water weasel. Certifresh cigars and feathery from this young teenage girl who a couple of years ago couldn't find apparel in golf shops for teenage young ladies. So she created Feathery. They're now at the PGA Merchandise Show. This is, I believe, their 3rd year in a row. They have grown so big. They're doing so well. That video is up. You definitely want to watch it. Glove It right here from Phoenix Ladies Golf Accessories. The Tally Tumbler, the Putter Key, tight glasses. Those sunglasses really do help you see the ball on the green better. The putter key, the shot putt, I should say. Milesy rangefinders. I'm going to be talking with them, and you're going to be hearing a lot more out of Milesy rangefinders from me. A great video with the president of the company there. And Selkirk Pickleball, you know, the golf and pickleball are put together at the hip for the last couple of years. Snyder Golf Balls, another product from Germany coming to the USA, in the USA. Snyder Golf USA, Snyder Golf Balls up there. The Verticap, helping folks that have physical difficulties, challenges, be able to get into the Verticap and it stands you up so that you can hit the golf ball. What a wonderful machine. And what a great video there with their director of marketing from Verticat. Snag Golf for the kids, AC Wedges, completely redefining what wedges do. Shorty's Golf, golf clubs for the kids and quality ones, I mean. The Golf Saber, using sound and light to help you hit the ball straighter and better. Vuke Grips, unbelievable golf gloves from Vuke Grips. And the Wind Genie, letting you know exactly right there on your golf car which way the wind is blowing. And there is more to come, folks. A lot more to come. Those are just a bunch of videos that I shot. So I want to thank everybody from the PGA Merchandise Show, new sponsors coming on board. And of course, I have to thank during this segment Squares Golf Shoes. I'm going to be doing an unboxing with Squares. And I'm telling you, when I do an unboxing video, you're going to love it with the new Squares Spikeless golf shoes. All right, guys. Mister, let's start with Craig. We have a gentleman, and I know that Bob Denny likes him. Got her up, got her in, he calls him. But the Phoenix Open went off pretty much without a hitch this year. I think they had a good tournament. They were blessed with fabulous weather all last week, and got her up ends up winning the golf tournament. And he's really turned into a rising star on the PGA Tour, Craig.
Yes, he's won 4 times now, I believe, and he's been pretty steady since he's gotten out there. So there's something to be said for that, with the ability to close. And it was against a good field with two major winners up there with Scotty and Hideki. So he's got a feeling like he belongs out there, and then he can play with some of the best players. So it'll be interesting to watch him over the next little bit.
Well, snubbed for the Ryder Cup last fall after his 2 wins in the summer, or I mean, or his, excuse me, Scottish Open win, and then his great finish at the Open Championship. Dr. Bob, you really like Goddard, and we all believed that he should have been chosen by Keegan Bradley to play in the Ryder Cup. It certainly would not have hurt us since we got creamed.
Yeah, he's got a lot of positives right now for a young man that is 26 and hits the mile. All the experts on television say he just has to work on his wedge game a little more. Well, that's wonderful because he's putting great. He putts well, and that's what's the key is. But I just like to see his outward ability. He sort of shrugs things off when there's a bad shot or something. He doesn't show an outward emotion. He just goes and does his business. And I would say he's in the same category of that able to focus as a Scottie Scheffler. He's got that kind of mentality where he's at work. He's a lunch pail type of guy.
Absolutely. Now, we did have a little bit of a scandal going on at the Phoenix Open, Craig, where the fans, well, they were not in favor of Hideki, were they?
Well, whether you're at the Ryder Cup or there, you get a lot of people that say things and pick on people. I don't know if anybody was picking specifically on Hideki, but they could have been. But you're going to get, I have a different look. People yell things at baseball players, football players, basketball players. I'm sorry. I don't see why golfers can't learn to turn them out. I just don't. Nobody says if somebody yells something when somebody's getting ready to shoot a free throw that, oh, we're out of turn here. No, I'm sorry. Golfers should be the same way. It's
Well,
I just don't get that.
okay, let's drill down a little bit on that one because those other sports are all very loud sports with fan engagement from talking, clapping, yelling out their team, go this, make this, do whatever. And those players on the in those other sports are used to it, from hockey to football to basketball. Baseball, they're used to that. I mean, that's not any big deal. I used to live next door to a Major League Baseball pitcher, And I said, "Do you even hear any of the noise when you're pitching?" He said, "I hear nothing. I hear silence when I'm pitching, and yet it's that loud." So they're used to that. But golf has a 400-year history of being a silent sport, a quiet sport, a sport where you don't yell or scream out in players' backswings, which they did to Hideki. Bob, where am I going wrong from a history standpoint?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you look at it. I know Tiger could stop his swing, his downswing in the middle of a noise, and except for one, and that was when he won his very first Masters, that Sports Illustrated took that shot, and there was a problem with the machine back there that caught it on his backswing, and he hit it to the left. Back to your point, though, is that Hideki had two things happen. He had someone yelling something, and then he had a chair from a security guard fall down on the playoff, and those two elements entered into it. But when you're in the element and you're used to respect and silence on a backswing or wherever you're positioned, that's unique in this sports. And I think that I don't know. I got to think we still got to have some respect for the player in some regard. I don't know if it could be all silent because it can't with 300,000 people going crazy in a party atmosphere. But it's just my view, and I just I've seen it different ways. And I guarantee you one thing: they don't do that at Augusta.
I was going to say, you could hear a pin drop at most other golf tournaments, and especially the majors. Forget about especially Augusta. I mean, Craig, this sport is a sport where there's absolute silence at pretty much any time a player is swinging the club or putting on the putting green. I mean, you would agree that's the nature of the sport. The fans are silent.
I don't know. I disagree that it's the nature of sport. It's the way it's been. It doesn't mean
Well,
that
it's
that's the
only been
way
that
it,
way for hundreds of years.
but that doesn't mean that that's the nature of the sport. No, that just means that's the way it's been played. It doesn't mean that. Why is golf any different? Why can't you be cheering the whole time? You got music playing at Live. Have you been to a public golf course, Ray? People have got their speakers out the whole time playing songs and music playing and
Yeah, I
people
totally
screaming and
agree.
yelling. I mean, so why is it any different? I
No, I
mean, come on
understand.
now.
Okay, I've gone away a minute now. We're talking about recreational golf and speakers, and we love speakers. And at the PGA Merchandise Show, there were 100 speakers. My favorite, Milesy, that has the GPS fit right into the speaker. Fabulous for $299. What a price point. You've got to go to Milesy, folks, and find out more about what they've got going on. You'll hear more. But are you suggesting, Craig, that we now start letting the fans just make all the noise and the rooting and the cheering and whatever, like they do during the free throws on an NBA at an NBA game or during the quarterback's call out?
I'm not saying it needs
So
to
do
be
we
that
just
way.
get
I'm
loud
just saying
now?
this is the way sports are. I mean, golf is different. I understand that, but this is the way a lot of sports are. So I don't know why that these athletes, well, we have to have it. Well, other athletes don't have it. So what makes you so special? I mean,
So then, would the
hold on.
people go
Did
ahead?
we when you watch the golf that. That's in what is it? The Dr. Bob, the golf that's at Palm Beach College,
TGL.
TGL. They're cheering in there, aren't they?
Totally different game.
Are hold on. Are they hitting the golf ball and they're in an enclosed environment, swinging and cheering? Yes, they are. And yet, those players are able to do that.
All right. So let's take it one step further. Do we now open it up and let the fans cheer and make noise on all shots, all backswings, all putts, everywhere going forward? Do we now change the game? And Craig, I'm not so much in disagreement with you as I am wondering, where do we let it go? So no more fines, no more throwing people out of the tournament if you yell during a backswing. Fans can be cheering like they do at an NBA game or any other big sport. We need to open it up and let the fans just make their noise. Is that what we think we should do with golf? Should it go there?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's an option that can be done.
You know, that's a perspective that I've never thought about. So, of course, leave it to Craig Renshaw to bring it up. Bob, what's your take? And then we'll move on.
I like the TGL setup when it comes to indoor golf and engagement. I don't like the prices over there, but I do
I
like
don't care
the
about
fact
that.
that I do feel it's a new way to look at the game. I'm waiting till they have the co-eds in there and make it a co-ed
I know, but
sport,
we're
really.
not talking about that right now either. And I agree. I wish they would have done it from the beginning, by the way. They should have. But with that said, does the Masters allow people to cheer during the
No,
whole? Does
they
the
won't.
Open?
Nope, it's the Masters.
Does the USGA?
Not that I've seen.
I don't think any golf
No, no,
tournament, any of
no.
them, are going to allow the fans to make noises during players. I don't think it's going to happen. Look, if it does, I'm going to be very interested to be a part of that change in history because that would be one of the biggest historical changes in the history of the game in 400 years. If you could now start cheering and do whatever noise making you want to do during the game. Okay, Craig, you sent me a blurb from the Phoenix Open and the Scottsdale police, and what did it say? What happened?
It said that basically that arrests were up this year. And I want to say it's like 10, 15%, if I was correct on that, but phone calls and calls to the tournament were down. So in certain ways that was better. In certain ways there's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done out there.
So bottom line is they're arresting people for drunk driving away from the tournament. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. They just said arrests were up. They could have been just arresting people because they were making, somebody was drunk and disorderly at the facility. Doesn't mean
Oh,
they were
okay.
driving.
Yeah, I
That's
didn't read the
that bad.
article, so
So.
okay. Well, it says that they still have a lot of work to go on this Phoenix Open golf tournament. I thought this year was a better event. I know they give millions to charity. We've spoken about it. We're going to move on now. Brandel Chamblee says the Players' Championship is a better tournament, a better event than the other four majors. And therefore, it should be a major and the number one major, Bob. We spoke about this recently, but we have a person of some notoriety that has weighed in on this. And no matter what you think about whether the players should be a major or not, I think most players, tournament players, don't think it should be. I'm speculating about that. But Rory McIlroy, who has won the career Grand Slam, he's won the Players' Championship twice. And he has weighed in on whether the player should be a major. And he said, quote, "I'd love to have seven majors instead of five. That sounds great," McIlroy said with a smile. But while he's quick to classify the players as one of the best tournaments in the world, he doesn't think it needs to be considered a major. Quote, "I'm a traditionalist. I'm a historian of the game. We have four major championships. You know, if you want to see what five major championships look like, look at the women's game. I don't know how well that's went for them." McIlroy went on talking to the media ahead of the AT&T Pebble Beach this week, where he's defending his title. He said, "Is the Players a major?" And he goes on. Quote, "Before the first putt has been stroked, the first hot dog sold, or the first complaint made about the rough, it's been billed as golf's Super Bowl," wrote Golf Digest Dwayne Netland. "This is quite a burden for an unborn event, no matter how noble its bud, but the grandiose plans materialize. The Tournament Players' Championship may become the sport's fifth major." Rory says no. What about it, Bob?
Well, I'm coming from the view that it's Doesn't have the traditional, it doesn't have the Masters, doesn't have the history. It's the last one that was put into the rotation after Dean Beaman created it. And also the fact that it's it doesn't have, it just is played on a course that was designed specifically as their answer to their own it was like their Augusta. That's what they wanted to create. They wanted to create a championship of that caliber that is on one golf course and never moves from that. And I think that's what they were trying to establish way back when they started this. But I agree with Rory. I agree with a lot of different people who've played in this championship, even Phil Mickelson, who says no. But there was one other comment, Ray, that Rory made. I said, I want you to hear this. He suggested the PGA Championship should move back to August to regain its
Yes.
identity as the fifth final major rather than trying to elevate the players. That is totally never going to happen in
So
this,
you don't
you
think
know.
the PGA will go back to August? He
No,
said,
no,
ask
it,
what he thinks the PGA
no,
Championship's identity should be. McIlroy, a two-time
no,
winner of the
no.
Wanamaker, said, I think glory's last shot. I think it needs to go
Yeah.
back to August. What do you make of that, Craig? Should the PGA Championship go back into its old order on the schedule as the fourth major in August?
Well, I it was nice to close out then back then, and now it's the second one. I mean, what it does is it brings in different golf courses. So if you're going to do it in the summer, late in the summer, you're going to be in certain areas of the country. If you're going to do it in May, you're going to be in certain areas of the country. So I think you got to decide where you want to hold it, and go from there. So there's challenges if you do it in May. There's challenges if you do it in August. But I don't, where it is on the calendar, it's a good event. It's a major. That's fine.
Yeah. Back to Ray, just to interject the fact, the reason why the due diligence was done years ago when Pete Bevacqua was the CEO is this championship has lost its identity in August. It's up against football. It's losing viewership. And August was a terrible time most of the time for weather. And those were the factors that were used in the argument and why the leadership moved it to May.
Gary Player wants to play with his grandchildren at Augusta.
So
He
do I.
has won there. Yeah, but you haven't won there three times. And you were not part of the big three. Now, I'm not giving away my position. I really don't know what the right answer is. I don't really particularly care. But we are talking about it because, well, this is Great American Golf, and we talk about these things. And I can't wait for you to weigh in, Craig and Bob. Let me just position it, though. Gary Player has won the Masters three times. There's only a couple of few other people that have ever done that. So he stands alone. Also, during a six-year stretch, Bob helped me on the history and the numbers or the years. But if I'm correct, during a six-year stretch, it was the big three. It was either Palmer or Nicklaus or Player that won this Masters golf tournament. It was one of the three of them. And the big three put the Masters really on the map, especially with the fans. And it's a matter of history. So here comes Gary Player. And most tour players do not become a member of the club. I believe Jack Nicklaus is a member. We know that there's many other famous members. Then there's people that we've never heard of. Probably the majority of members of Augusta, we've never heard of them. But with that said, Gary Player is not a member of the club. Most tour players are not, as I said. However, he reached out to Augusta National and said, I'd like to have a foursome with my grandsons or grandchildren. To play the course. May I do that? And they came back and they denied him. They said, no, we will not allow you to play the golf course. Now, I'm wondering whether this has to do with his son's incident a few years ago, where his son was banned forever from the tournament when he stole the position there. On the starter's tee, Bob, you can help us recount that. I'm wondering whether somebody somewhere irritated somebody. I'm wondering whether they're just sticking to a rule that is, I don't know, an ancient rule at Augusta. But for whatever the reason is, they have said no to Gary Player, no foursome for you. Bob, put that into a historical context for us. What did Gary Player or his family do to tick them off?
It goes way back. It starts with Gary winning the 1961 Masters, and Clifford Roberts found that Gary had taken the green jacket all the way to South Africa, and Gary said, kiddingly, "Come and get it," and he returned the key. He re returned the green jacket. Okay, the rule is now, if you are a reigning champion, you get to wear it publicly for 1 year and then bring the jacket back to the grounds. And that is
So
the
they
rules.
changed the rule probably because of that, correct?
Well, I don't know if that was the reason why, but I'm just telling you where it started.
Well, I
Okay.
know somebody else. Keep going here in a
Okay.
second,
All
but I
right.
know, let me interject one thought. I know somebody else had had a problem with Clifford Roberts, and it's a reason why he never went back to play the Masters. And if you watch my YouTube channel at Match Play TV, you're going to find Lee Trevino's 30-minute TV show, and you're going to hear him talk about why he didn't play again at Augusta during the Masters. And he's going to tell you that it was all about Clifford Roberts. So keep going, Bob.
Okay. Gary also said in past interviews that the Masters was not the best major and was in the he was put it in the fourth category. He also said that its rules were draconian and not using those words, but that was the type of thing he used. In 2021, his son Wayne was banned for life from Augusta while trying to do a guerrilla marketing type of setup of golf
Stupid.
balls while standing behind the honorful ceremony for Lee Elder.
Yeah.
And that to me was pretty low. And that really sort of set in motion how really they viewed that issue. And maybe that had the
Correct.
lingering ties, but I'm just telling you, that's the history.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, I think that that played into it. I think numerous things have played into it. But with that said, Craig, should have they let Gary Player have a foursome with his grandchildren or no?
No, it's their rules, their club.
Okay, there it is. I would have picked up the phone if I were Gary, because if you have a get if you have a member escort you, then you can play around. And I would have called Jack and said, "Hey, Jack, I'd like to play with my grandkids." And I'm sure Jack would have arranged it. I say I'm sure, but I think I'm right. Don't you, Craig?
Well,
And those two guys have, shaped golf for
but Augusta
60
may not
years.
allow fivesomes. I don't know that.
Well, Jack doesn't have to play.
Well, I don't know their rule. I don't know their rule.
You think if he called Jack, Bob, Jack would have got him on?
No. No, I don't think.
I think
I
it,
think
I think it.
Augusta is Augusta, and you better honor their
Yep.
traditions and the rules.
And he doesn't like it, and he thinks the best way to do it is to call him out publicly. And guess what? He's going to get himself kicked off that plate. They're not going to let him out there. I mean,
Well, he was. I thought during his article that I read, correct me if I'm wrong, both of you, but the article that I read, he was very complimentary of the tournament, of the course. He called it one of the most beautiful places on the earth, that it was a dream, that he was honored, that he was extremely complimentary of Augusta and the Masters during his response, but the end of it was, "But I am saddened." Bob.
Yeah, that's correct. You got the great quote there. That's right. And I just he just he had the reason to use that, and he was expressing and I quote disillusionment over not being allowed on that.
Yeah.
And then in 2023, I'm quoting this, and it's online. It's not Bob Denny's words, saying he rates the Masters last among majors. That's a direct quote.
And the reason he would was probably because I guess it's an invitational or Maybe he was reacting to them banning his son. I mean, I don't know. There's obviously a lot of history there. Some of it is bad blood, and that's all coming through in this decision, but it is what it is. Look, none of this affects any recreational golfer, any amateur player, any other tour player. It doesn't affect our listeners today, but this is golf news, and I think it's worth, discussing. Hey, do you think Gary Player should have received a foursome from Augusta to let him play with his grandkids so he could relive with them his experiences as a three-time Masters champion at Augusta, if you do, or if you have anything else you want to weigh in on with me, golfadams@msn.com. Golfadams@msn.com. Write to me, and I'll put you immediately into my big 250,000 email list of golfers all over the country, and you'll start receiving my product reviews and gift guides and things like that. We have a big one coming. My favorite products from the PGA Merchandise Show. That'll be coming out in a couple weeks as we continue to add some more of those products. All right, let's keep going. Leaderboard over there in Jack Nicklaus's favorite place on the earth. When he was on my show, I wore my black sleeveless, beautiful wool vest that had my Pebble Beach crest on it, logo on it, and I wore it for Jack. And we spoke about it during my television show that Jack appeared on with me. And you can go to my YouTube channel at Match Play TV and find that. During that same show, Annika Sorenstam was on with me, as well as Greg Norman. Long before his live days, we did that several years ago. But Jack talked about his love of Pebble Beach, and here we are at Pebble Beach and Spyglass Hill at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. This is the old Crosby Clam Bake that they called it in years ago. And there's a lot of famous people in a lot of famous houses lining the fairways. You can read all about that if you want to. But look at that leaderboard, Craig. Akshay Bhatia shoots a 65 and a 64. Ryo Hizetsugni is right there, tied. And look at our Ricky Fowler. Unbelievable golf, 66, 64. He figured it out finally again, Craig.
Well, he's saying he's healthier. He had a bad shoulder last year, and health is a large part of it. So, Sam Burns hasn't been playing well either, and he's figured it out for the first couple days. Akshay's been hurt with his back too, so we'll see what these guys can do over the weekend and if whether or not they can stay on top.
Love to see Sepp Straka shoot a pair of 66s. My buddy Sepp, I'll send him a congratulations text message when he gets done playing tomorrow, Sunday night, no matter where he finishes. Matt Fitzpatrick is there. Keegan is there, our Ryder Cup captain. Here's Hideki, 67 67. I don't know. Xander's there. Jordan Spieth is there. Here's Chris Goddard at T17. After a 64, he didn't like what he shot yesterday, a 71, guys. But Tommy Fleetwood and Russell Henry and Rory McIlroy is there. 68, 67, T17. Grazerman and Finau and English and Shane Lowry. So many. Cantlay and Morikawa. So many big, big names playing golf. J Day and Scheffler. Way down the line after that opening round on Thursday of a 72. I'm sure he's not happy with that, but hey, never count him out. Look what he almost did last week. Victor Hovland. We can go right down the line. There are so many great players in this golf tournament. Ludvig Åberg, 75-69. Bob, I know he's your favorite player. Didn't shoot very well on Thursday either. But hey, this is a elevated event. There's no cut line, and they're going to play a bunch of golf on the weekend for a load of money, Bob.
Scottie Scheffler with a 66 on Friday, and he as very pedestrian on both those. He didn't look like the same Scottie on either day to me with his irons, yet he there, you know, and he's what, six under, and the leader is 15.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he does on Saturday, but
Well,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he does.
he almost came back from eight last week. I mean, but for a putt here or a shot there, I mean, he could have been in that playoff. So I'm not counting him out. Craig,
No.
how far down the line do we need to go before we say, forget it? There's no way.
Starting the weekend, 9, maybe 10 under.
So you think if you're 9 or 10 under, you can be right there and they're at 15. Well,
Yeah.
hey, if the leaders pop back a stroke or two and you have a hot round, you're going to be right there, aren't you?
Well, the weather could change out there quickly, and conditions change quickly out
And
there.
it
So,
does.
you get the right end of the draw, and you get off to a good start. You can do it out there. So, it'll be interesting to see.
All right, very good. Hey guys, hold on. We're going to come right back in just a moment, but we've got to go out for some commercial messages. They not only help us pay the bills, but they help you with your game. So please hang on and listen to these wonderful products and sponsors that not only help the show, but they also help you. They have some great things and great messages for you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theTClip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to those wonderful golf messages and, we have a weekend of golf going on. Where else are we headed to? What's going on with the Champions Tour, Craig? Do you have any news for us on that one?
I don't. I haven't pulled that schedule up yet. I'm sorry. I'm on
Well,
my
I bet
phone.
Dr. Bob has. How about that one? Let's have a quick look at the schedules for the ladies and the men.
A Chubb Classic in Tiburon back in Naples.
Yeah.
Seems like that's a hub of golf, Naples. And it's nice to see Rob LeBrits, one of our club professional friends, on the board, and he's high up in the group there and
Absolutely, we love
making a
Rob.
run for it, and see him. And I just so happy to see Rob, because he's fought so hard to try to get him a foothold in on the Champions Tour.
Absolutely. The Champions Tour, hey, look, they're making some changes to the PGA Tour. They're making some changes everywhere. And this is the Chubb Classic. It's great to see these players do well, and it's also great to see this leaderboard. And you're right, Rob LeBrits is well, he's one of those club pros that did what he needed to do. Darren Clarke is there at 7 under. Justin Leonard is right there with Scott Parel. And then there's some names that there might be some people that don't really know, but Rob is right there at 6 under. Bo Van Pelt, David Toms, Chaka, playing with Tour Edge golf clubs. And we love Tour Edge. Get to touredge.com folks. You're going to find out more about not just the Tour Edge Exotics, but the Hot Launch. And you're going to find out about the Exotics and the Hot Launch golf balls. That's right. It's all about the ball, the ball, the ball. And Tour Edge has the new ball. Tim Petrovic is right there. Petro, four under. I don't know, Craig. They've got a couple more rounds, but what do you think? Who's on fire?
You know what? Justin Leonard's up there. I like to see Justin win. It's nice to see. Justin's good for golf. He's not much of a, he doesn't, the needle doesn't move much with Justin, but I like his history and his tradition. I'd like to see him win out there a little bit more.
No, I wouldn't mind seeing Justin Leonard win either. Darren Clark is right there. He's a fierce competitor. Look, folks, you're not going to count Darren Clark out at all unless he just falls down and stumbles. But Rob LeBritz, he wins a Champions Tour event and his life changes forever, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it would definitely, and he's very popular with the Metropolitan section with his club and et cetera. Just like Jason Karen, who we've had on the
Yes.
program many times, and they're very popular. They juggle so well their schedules with their family. And I'd like to make one little shout out for the James Hardie Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational coming up in Boca Raton on March 6th. That will be
Okay.
the debut on the PGA Champions Tour for Zach Johnson. And that really makes me feel old because I watched Zach Johnson
Ha.
when I was working in Iowa in high school playing, and that shows you how much I've been around the block. But I'm happy that Zach can maybe find a new second chapter there, and he's got 13 career wins and two majors.
Well, he'll go to the Hall of Fame, and I'm presuming with that kind of a career, but he goes to the Champions Tour. He might just clean up. Tommy Two Gloves Gainey is there. He's at two under par. So much going on with Tommy Two Gloves. He's already one out there. He knows that he belongs there. Bernard Langer is at one under. Saw a video of Bernard skiing. Did you have the catch on social media? And I don't know who it was, his son or a family member or friend, was videotaping him skiing. Boy, I don't know, his skis were touching. You talk about just posting your ski pole and, shushing back and forth, shifting your weight, skis together. Just call it old school, but what an athlete. And he made it look so simple, skiing down that mountain. It was a great video to watch of Bernard Langer, and there he is. I mean, and at his age, and just skiing like a pro. And of course, we're listening to the Olympics right now, the Winter Olympics going on. I had a great talk yesterday on the telephone with Dan Jansen, the Olympic gold medalist speed skater. And folks, if you have not been watching the Olympics, and you've not been watching, well, just all of the action from the slopes to the snowboarding to the downhill men and women's big giant slaloms, and I mean, and then you go over to the figure skating, such beautiful skating, beautiful sport, and the Americans have already won the team gold over there. And then you watch Stolz, the young phenom, win the 1,000 meter speed skating race. Unbelievable fast. And Dan Jansen was so nice on the phone with me, and his wonderful wife, Karen Palacios, is an award-winning golf instructor. Craig and Bob, I'm sure you know about Karen. She just recently won the a big award. And one of golf's biggest awards, and we're going to have her on. They went to Milan yesterday. They're at the Olympics for about a week or so, but Dan is going to come on and talk to us all about their experience at the Olympics and of course speed skating, and we can't wait to have them both on the show. So just a little teaser for what's coming up. When I saw Bernard's name, and he reminded me of the video that I saw of him skiing so wonderfully, and that brought me into the Olympics. Robert Gomez, isn't it nice to see Robert Gomez play some golf out there on the tour? Craig, Mark Calcavecchia is out there. It's just so many names out there. Davis Love and Woody Austin, Hensby. Lee Jansen is out there, two-time U.S. Open winner. Chris DeMarco, we know that he could have, should have, would have. Jason Karen, there he is. Dr. Bob. Tom Lehman's back playing some golf. Unfortunately, he shoots a plus four with a 76. I know he can't be too happy about that, but hey, great to see him out there playing. So, hey, this Champions Tour this year, I think, is going to be a lot of fun, Craig.
Yeah, it'll be, hopefully we can get some of these guys healthy and they start playing. You know, the golf's a hard sport in the body. It's hard, and to get it all tuned up, it takes a lot of repetition and a lot of balls. And as the body gets older, as everybody's learning, it takes a lot out of you, and it's harder to get it fine-tuned because you can't spend as much time out there. So hopefully some of these guys get healthy and we start to see them a little more often.
Yeah, unless you're Bernard Langer, and then, well, I don't know, maybe, yeah, he's timeless. Right, Bob?
Yes, sir. And I was just going to give a little segue into a nugget, if you don't mind,
Go
if I
for it.
could just write K. We talked about Scottie Scheffler achieving the 20 victory plateau, and we knew that he did it in second fastest starts behind Tiger. And only Jack, Tiger, and him are now in that 20 before the age of 30. Okay. I did a little research on the active major champions on the regular tour with less than 10 victories. And there are 23 of those individuals. And two with the most victories of nine are Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. So that shows you that it's a real amazing balanced. Tough game to win a major, but when you do, grab it because that your niche in history is going to be that moment. But 23 active people right now have won a major championship with less than 10 victories on their resume.
Isn't that's a great nugget? That really is. And then I know we have Black History Month going on. Dr. Bob, do you have another nugget for us about that?
Well, I think I go back to my friend Renee Powell, and she's putting on a amazing calendar, and I hope that people can go to clearviewgolfclub.com to see the amazing run of events, not just because we're promoting one place over the other, but the type of events they're bringing in, and you're going to be able to see a unique golf course. HBCUs, the Royal and Ancient. You're going to be seeing a lot of things mixed together. So there's the 80th anniversary of Clearview Golf Club in East Canton, Ohio, and that is the site of the only year-round women's golf rehabilitation program for women veterans.
All right, fantastic. Listen, Craig, what's Ricky Fowler doing right? I mean, I know that he was kind of on again, off again, on again, off again now for the last, well, few years. But what's he doing right? He shoots a 64 in the second round yesterday. He's T3 at 14 under, letting his hair grow a little longer again, seeing it hanging down the back near the shoulders, but maybe that's doing it. I don't know. He and Jordan are playing some golf, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Ricky said he's gotten healthy, his shoulder's feeling better. The one thing that we never know is, especially less on the PGA Tour for the most part, just because they don't have teams that require them to release things like that. You don't know what the injuries are and how much they're hurting and things like that. So, and what they're playing through because of commitments, and that's all fine and dandy, but you don't know because nothing's guaranteed of what these guys or girls are going through. He's let it known that he had some rehab that he needed to do on his shoulder, and now he's starting to feel better. And lo and behold, he's starting to play a little better golf. It is amazing how, if you're not feeling good, how hard it is to play any sport.
Well, I mean, that's right. I mean, you've got to be, first of all, if you're not at peak performance as far as your skills and your swing and your game and your putting, if you're not at peak performance, you're not going to be in the mix. Number two, if you don't feel good, if your body is broken, if you're sick, listen, I have two torn rotator cuffs. I mean, if he's had shoulder trouble, then hey, we've got to look at that. Tiger's recovering and recuperating. And there's a number of other players that are they're dealing with issues. We know there's players out there, Bob, that are waiting to get back and start playing golf, and but they've got to be healthy.
And Justin Rose is one of my case studies right now, a gentleman in his late 40s. He is working very hard on his fitness, and that it shows. I mean, he's married to a gymnast, okay? And he's just got his ability to keep himself in that way. And I've liked him ever since when he was a young man. Just the
Oh,
way he handles himself.
one of my favorite of all time.
And he won a U.S. Open, one of the toughest golf courses they put it on, Marion. He came so close to winning other majors. I still say in this program, he still has another major in him.
I do too. And he's such a gentleman of the game. He's so easy to talk to. Anytime I've ever wanted to interview him, I say, "Hey, Justin, can I have a quick word?" "Yes, sure." He is one of the great ambassadors of golf worldwide, Justin Rose. Craig, what do you think about Justin?
I'm like Dr. Bob. I'd like to see him win another one.
I
I
would
really
too.
would. I Justin doesn't always get the credit. And yes, the second one would give him a little more credit. Look at that. But he's always done things the right way, gone about it, doesn't make a lot of noise, goes about his business. There's a lot to be said for Justin Rose. I'd like to see him win. And if he wins another one, there's a good chance he might win another one too after that. He's got two or three in him, I think, as a final number.
And beware of injured golfers, because Justin Thomas is out there and he's just sort of looming around and recovering. Watch out when he comes back, Bob.
Oh yeah. Yes, absolutely. He is coming back in I don't know his timetable, but I heard it's going to be pretty close, be very soon. I think that's going to be important to watch that. And he's just fundamentally sound. That's what I notice about him more than anything else. Now, I'm not a student of the swing, but he looks fundamentally sound to me in so many shots.
I don't know that there's anybody out there that you could ever say is not one of the most consistent shot makers on the tour globally. Craig, you're our resident expert on the swing and the game and the putting and whatever. But JT, really? I mean, he's right there, up at the
He
top.
is. He's up there. He gets a little wayward at times, but yes, and his wedge game is very, very good. And if he can get that back on, then he'll get back up the leaderboards very quickly.
All right, very good. All right, we are going to have a little bit of a finish of the show, and I'm going to give Craig Renshaw and Dr. Bob Denny the final word. Make sure you go to ashworth-golf.com, because if you're wearing Ashworth apparel, folks, you're wearing a part of golf history. I told you about the single rider, the single EV, that means electric vehicle, from Mate Mobility. Met them, talked to them, in talks with them right now, from the PGA Merchandise Show. Someone wrote to me and said, "What about this?" Well, this is a golf car. It's made from car parts. It's just absolutely one of the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen. And it certainly fits a position into single rider golf cars on golf courses, well, all over the world, but really, I think they're the wave of the future in so many ways, because they save time. If everybody goes to their own ball and they don't have to drop off and pick up everybody here and there and going, I think you're going to, I know we've timed it, we save time. So if you want to know more about Mate Mobility and the single rider, the single EV it's called, you go to matemobility.co.kr. That stands for the company Korea. Matemobility.co.kr. And I just wanted to, give them a very nice, they haven't paid me a dollar. And, but I really, really love this golf car. And what this golf car does is a single rider electric vehicle for the game, and how it speeds up the game. All right, I'm going to give the final word to Mr. Craig Renshaw.
Watch golf this weekend. You got a lot of the top names down at Pebble Beach. Good classic golf course, small green, so your best ball strikers are gonna, and good putters. It's a golf course that leads that. So watch Pebble and enjoy it because it looks like they've had nice weather this week.
It's going to be great. We love Pebble Beach, of course. Bob, I'm going to give you the final word, but before you take the final word, give us a quick update on how the ladies are doing out there.
Well, ladies are not playing right until
I
in
know.
March. They're going to be in Thailand
They're
and then
out.
Singapore and China,
Yeah.
and that in that order. And the ones that
Yeah.
are playing right now are the Ladies European Tour over in the Middle East and in Dubai. So that's exactly what their schedule is right now. And some are taking a break.
And I had a great talk with the Epson Tour for their big event coming up here in the Valley, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Carlisle Company is sponsoring them again. What a great sponsor. What a purse they have for the Epson Tour. I'll be there and covering that. And then, of course, for the ladies, the Ford Championship is coming up. It's going to be another amazing event on the LPGA Tour circuit. They'll all be here, and I'll be there for that. All right, Bob?
I made the error. I was in a different part of the desert. It's Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, is where the LET is playing right now. But
Okay.
I can make that mistake because I haven't been around the desert very often. But meanwhile, I think it's unique that here we are celebrating one of the most beautiful public golf courses in America, Pebble Beach, this
Yes.
week. Number one public golf course in America. And most of us cannot afford to even step on the property. But that's interesting. But it's what a
Well,
place it is.
it's sad. I mean, we do have another minute, and I know, Craig, you gave us your last word, but it is kind of sad that you look at a public play golf course that, the masses would love to play, and yet 90% of people are likely shut out because of the exorbitant green fees and cost to play. Forget about getting there, going there, staying there, which I've done all of that over the years. I've stayed at the lodge. At Torrey Pines. I've stayed up at Pebble Beach there at the big resort and played the course and covered the US Opens there over the years and love Pebble Beach. But it's sad that these public play golf courses like, Pebble and others are they're cost prohibitive for most people.
I just Pebble is, yes, it's public, but it's more resort. At resort is different than public in my opinion. So they're gonna charge whatever they can get and what they want, and that's their prerogative. Cheaper, you can go play a US Open course, you can go play fairly inexpensive up at Chambers Bay if you want. So I mean there's it's the way the sport is. You can't go play Wrigley Field. You can't go play, down in Jerry's World. It's what makes our sport unique. So.
Well, it's all about saving your money for that one time wonderful opportunity to go there, stay there, play there. And instead of another vacation, that's your vacation. And I know folks that can help you do that. It's the govacaymodetravels.com. Alden and Sarah Holowinski can help you. If you want to get into the vacay mode, you want to go to govacaymodetravels.com and they will help you go anywhere, play golf anywhere, travel anywhere in the world you want to do that. Bob, let me give you the final word.
I'm just at that point where I'm just enjoying watching some weekend golf on courses where the weather is the story. I really love it because I think here we are in the winter, and I think it's a great escape to watch that and see it. And if you've ever been to Pebble Beach, even as a tourist, anywhere around that area, you respect it, and it's one of the great places. We can hope we can keep it together for a long time. There's some great teachers out there. Got to meet Laird Small and many others, and I'm just really I'm big a big fan watching it. That's the way I have it.
All right, everybody, get out there and play some golf. Have some fun. The weather is warming up in the cold places. We are beautiful and balmy all over the South and Southeast and Southwestern United States. There's just lots of beautiful weather everywhere now. Get out and play some golf. At least get out and chip and putt, right, Craig? And let's get you involved in some of these PGA Merchandise Show products. I'll keep alerting you to their names and tell you more and more about it. And if you want to be on my email list, don't forget, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. If you want to go to my LinkedIn site to watch some of my videos, you go to Ray Adams, Ray Adams at LinkedIn. And if you want to go to my YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram sites to see a lot of my videos from the recent PGA Merchandise Show and TV shows from past years, you want to definitely go to my YouTube site at Match Play TV. All right, everybody, have a great week. Bob, thank you. Craig, thank you. We will be back with you coming up on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big weekend of golf, and we're going to have a great wrap for you and a lot more to come this coming Monday on the Lifestyle Show.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.